Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. In the Book of Revelations, we are informed, and the tradition informs us, that the queenship of Mary, that she is also there as the Queen of Heaven. She's Queen of the Angels, Queen of the Heaven. Anyone who's ever read the Litany of Mary knows all this. Queen of the Seas, you know, there's the poem Mari Stella, the beautiful prayer about the Queen of the Seas or the Queen of the Stars. She's the Queen of the Seas. She's Queen of the Angels. She's Queen of Heaven. So she is at our Lord's right hand. So one of the reasons why you have a Marian devotion and that we acknowledge her is because she can intercede directly to the throne. So, in other words, do sons, Brian, do you still listen to your mother?
All the time.
Do sons still listen to their mothers? When my mother talks to me, if she asks me something or tells me something, yes, I listen. So the same is true of the heavenly Holy Family. And that's why you appeal to Mary. But she also has a role beyond that of the intercessor, though. And this is prefigured throughout the entire Old Testament. There is reference after reference after reference. There, from Judith to Ruth to, you mentioned one a moment ago. There are women who appear throughout the Old Testament that are types, what we call types, of
Bathsheba, right,
are types of Our Lady. And not only are they types, that's just not me saying this, they're written of as having special powers, special abilities, and special graces, aren't they?
That is correct. I mean, a lot of Protestants say, why don't you just go straight to Jesus? And of course we can, and we do. But they also ask for their pastor to pray for them. They ask for other human beings, sinners like themselves, to pray for them. But they seem to forget that those that are now in heaven, and we believe they're in heaven, and the Book of Revelation, they're all in heaven. Everybody's in heaven, so they're much closer to God, and there's nobody closer to God than Mary, and she can put in a good word for you and pray for you if you ask her. And she's just waiting for your word like a mother to get, give me a call. Are you going to call me, son? And, of course, if we do, she puts in a good word. And for me, it's the easiest way to Jesus. I mean, Jesus, he's up there. He's in heaven. It's not easy to follow Jesus, but Mary makes it easier.